Are you familiar with the Fat Boys?
Yes, I am. Fat Boy Slim, right? Is that one of them?
What's up, Toilet Ducks? Today, we're going to be checking out two shows that happen to be on the same public access television channel. Area 58 Public Access over in Carver, Massachusetts. In the main event, we're going to look at another episode of Topic Time with host Harrison Young. You may remember Topic Time from episode 73 when host Harrison Young had on local contest winners Rags to Stitches.
But I couldn't get up!
Well, in today's episode, he has a few kids on to talk about how they are definitely, without a doubt, the next big names in rap. It's a beautiful poop show. But first, we start off with a show called On the Air with Ken Simmons. In this show, host Ken Simmons features local businesses and interviews the business owners. Sounds riveting, right? You are correct. Ken is easily in his 80s, a terrible TV show host, and most of all, a creep.
All you guys out there, don't be afraid to come in.
So let's get into it. Welcome to
The Internet is a Toilet.
Hello, world. How are you? It's good to be with you again. I can't wait to get on with this show. Area 58 Community Access Media presents On the Air with Ken Simmons. By the way, I'm Ken Simmons.
He almost forgot the name of his show.
Presents On the Air.
And listen, I know I'm ragging on an 80-year-old dude who can still walk and talk, and I'll be lucky enough to be still walking and talking at 60. But it was literally the first 10 seconds of the show. One of the luxuries of video is the ability to redo things. Like that moment when you forget the name of the show. But don't worry, I'm not just going to be ragging on an old man for being old. Trust me, it gets good.
Oh my goodness, Gina, how are you? I am not that bad, not that good.
Well, that was a weird way to introduce yourself. It's just a formality to ask, how are you? Nobody really cares. Just say, good, and move on.
This, by the way, is my co-host for the day. Her name is Gina. Gina what?
Gina Kirk.
Gina Kirk. And she's the owner.
I am.
And she's so young.
And we're off.
You've got a husband?
I do.
So I won't ask you to sit in my lap.
That's an uncomfortable laugh if I've ever heard one. Poor lady is allowing this guy to berate her, knowing without a doubt that this show's not going to bring in any new customers. Just a couple of old horny dudes, if anything.
How old are your kids?
My kids are 15, 13, and almost 7 now.
You got a kid 15 years old, you look 16.
I can't believe it myself sometimes.
You look 16, yet I still joked about you sitting on my face. Sitting on my lap. That's what I meant anyway. Okay, how about we rapid fire some of his stupid questions that any good show host would either know the answer to or simply wouldn't ask?
Now, let's square away the days you're open. You're open Monday through Saturday?
So we are closed Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay, well then, open Monday through Saturday is very wrong in that case. What an assumption. You know what happens when you assume? You look like an idiot.
Closed Tuesday and Thursday.
Yep.
You're open every other day.
Yep.
Yep. Usually that's what that means, Ken. Let's hear some more of his lack of hosting skills with stupid questions like...
You take credit cards?
Yes.
All kinds?
Yep.
You
Even
take cash?
American Express.
You take cash?
Do you take cash is the stupidest thing I have ever heard anybody say on this show. But it's far from the last stupid thing that Kenny says.
What's on those shelves? Those candles?
Nope.
She's ready to finally start shutting him down. If only she was this comfortable earlier. A previous transaction they had might have gone a little something like...
You've got a husband?
I do.
So I won't ask you to sit in my lap.
Nope.
That's probably how it went in her head, but she was probably just being polite. She probably has respect for the dead. Probably. And speaking of dead, he dies from laughter at a few of her extremely original drinkware designs.
What's that say? Permanently exhausted. Surviving motherhood, one sip at a time. That's great. That is absolutely terrific.
I can imagine this guy quite literally pissing his pants at Hobby Lobby. Let's talk about her website for a second. She does a lot of shipping, so in case any of you toilet ducks are interested in ordering something, let's plug her website.
Give the website slowly.
It is momlifemusthaves.com.
Momlifemusthave.com.
Yes.
Wrong! You said must have. She said must haves. Try again.
Say it again.
Momlifemusthaves.com.
Mom, life, must have. That's easy to remember.
Apparently it's not. You haven't gotten it correct once. And don't worry, he doesn't get it right ever. But he does end it with this.
And I personally wish you the best of luck. I wish you my daughter, Gina Kirk.
Yes.
Come in and see her. I know you're going to love her like I do.
So creepy. And after everything he said so far, I bet you she's very, very glad not to be his daughter, even though he loves her.
You're going to love her like I do.
Where's nothing on the monitor yet? Oh, okay. Man, I don't see anything on the monitor.
So yeah, that's called doomed from the start. If I had to sit down with this guy for an hour and that's how it started, I'd fake a brain aneurysm or something. Okay, that's not true. You know, I would absolutely love to do this guy's show, especially if that's how it started. But these young whippersnappers are soon to be the next biggest names in hip-hop.
I just write lyrics. Like, I'm really good at it, and I just do it. I'm a hook maker, I'm a songwriter, I'm a singer, I'm a rapper. Wow. I just got sick lyrics. Like, my rhyme scheme, my wordplay, I think is professional.
Confidence isn't always a bad thing, and it sure sounds like there's a good amount of confidence here.
You guys want to just do it a cappella? You know, I mean, why not?
I mean, I got the track on my phone.
You got the beat
on your
phone?
Use your phone. You can do that.
I'm trying to think, though. Are we gonna say it out loud, or we're just gonna listen to it?
Nah, we can just listen to this.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Well, that confidence disappeared quicker than a babysitter's boyfriend when the car pulls up, am I right? Sorry. That was bad. Fortunately, I have something even worse. I give you a live, listening to, slash, not really, but kind of performance of Road to Riches by Dizzy, DC, and Ronnie.
I wrote the hook to this.
And he did the hook to this as well.
And awesome. I sang the hook to this.
He made it sound like he wrote it for somebody.
Yeah, I
this
sing
is
it.
A good song.
Yes, yeah, it's a great
song. And I obviously do the second verse too. He takes first verse. And this is his road to riches. Ayo.
I just want to thank you all for listening to this thing.
I hope y'all appreciate it. Go this time. Bro, this track's called Road to Riches, by the way, off my mixtape.
What's that?
It's called Road to Riches off my
okay.
mixtape.
Road to Riches? Cool.
Road to Riches.
Road to Riches.
Road to Riches.
Okay, so we are officially 65 seconds into the intro, With that kind of buildup, I hope you are ready for something truly epic. And if you are, prepare to be let down.
I got all my headlights, catch me speeding through the night, trying to look for the day. This the road of riches, tell them that I'm on my way.
What is going on here? If you're gonna perform it, perform it. If you're gonna just listen to it, just listen to it. This kind of mouthing along thing is neither of those, and it's hilariously awkward. Nobody does this. But don't worry, he starts to rap a little louder soon.
Money is paid, we fucking get paid. But what can I say? D money gets laid. My driving driven, catching the drifting.
And just in time to drop the N-word a few dozen times.
I go dumb like a don't think. Mad money, I'm insane. Just laughing to the bank, pushing in eclipse. I'm blocking shine, and I don't give a fuck, cause this is my time.
This is on television. Public access television. And we've talked about it before that they will literally play anything you send them without previewing it. I know this because I had a public access show. You pretty much had to sign a contract that says, if there's anything unlawful, it's all on me. So it's all on Harrison that this kid is going buck wild over here.
Is on the grind, I'm about to hit a ramp. Bass in a trunk, got the whole world amped. This is.
About to get this money, on the road to riches.
Wow! I think I see why they only wanted to listen to it and not perform a cappella. I'm sure glad they did, though. I mean, these kids are good. And by good, I without a doubt mean brutally bad and way too confident. Remember when Dizzy said his lyrics are professional? Sick, maybe?
So as you can see, I'm really on the beat, rolling with the heat, jumping on the street, throwing up the money, really funny, really got money, if you really want something from me, but I keep my homie here, keep my homie there, guarantee you'll be pulled down without a care.
Wow! Keep him over here, keep him over there? He even rhymed C with beat, heat, and street? World-class lyricist right here. Obviously I'm kidding because no he's not, but let's see if Ronnie over here can save the song.
On this road of riches, the money lead the way. I'm trying to be in the lead, I'm trying to see another day. I need another pay. Instead of getting high while I'm on this highway. They're telling to me I need to pump my brakes, but I don't want to slide like I be on some skates.
He's not good, but he's exponentially better than the previous two. I bet his performance would have worked out better if he wasn't rapping over his own rap that he is seemingly unfamiliar with.
I need another. They're telling to me I need to roll from hell what I...
But yeah, at least they kind of attempted to own it at the end when they all butchered the chorus together like none other than Dizzy, DC, and Ronnie can do.
About to get this money, baby, on the road to riches.
So good. And then Harrison chimes in with this question, obviously not knowing too much about what he's talking about. But he never really gets an answer either. He just gets boy-splained.
Where do you get the? Where do you get the sound from? The instruments. Just curious.
Well, it's not instruments. It's all electronic.
Oh, it is electronic. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
So it's like it's all put together.
Okay, it's all put together. Did you make it, Dizzy? Did Ronnie make it? Did you just steal the first free beat you could find on YouTube? Who cares? Let's hear some more about how good you are at rhyming heat with street.
Now, how much time do you spend writing this? You do this every day, you think, pretty much?
Well, I think all,
I mean, a song.
Me and him do.
Yeah.
You say every day.
I mean, if I wrote every day, I would have like 700 notebooks full of songs because I can I could literally write a song in 2 minutes to 2 hours. Like,
how long do you think it took him to rhyme riches with snitches? Probably closer to the 2 minutes, with 2 minutes left over to spare. But maybe I'm just jealous of him, not just for his sick flow, but also for how good of a singer he is.
The thing that's difficult about singing, which these two could never do, which I got, is pitch, tones, stuff like that.
Definitely
like,
the do,
re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, da, like that stuff they could never do.
Every time Dizzy over here opens his mouth, he says something mindless. And I love it. Like in this next clip, Ronnie is giving a shout out to a studio engineer producer that he likes, and Dizzy chimes in like only Dizzy can.
Don't you forget it, you the man.
All right. Just rolled it in his face, bro. You want to lick his butt? Go ahead, man.
You want to lick his butt? Then go ahead. I've heard of kiss ass before, but lick butt? Where can this conversation possibly go from here? Well, the answer just may surprise you.
Go to college at all, any of you? or I go and attend it?
Man, let me tell you about my school. And they told me that I should drop out, so that's what I did. It was the most stupidest thing
that I did.
But that's exactly what they did. They actually called me borderline retarded, right?
Okay, so that didn't work out. Maybe education was a bad topic to bring up on Topic Time. But being the host of Topic Time, you have to know how to be able to change the topic at any time on Topic Time.
I like the design on your slacks. They're pretty cool.
Slacks.
Ooh, Fred's got slacks on the boulevard.
Are you familiar with the Fat Boys?
Yes, I am. Fat Boy Slim, right? Is that one of them?
No. Wrong. No. Hey. It's been 24 seconds since Dizzy has said something stupid. Let's check in on him.
Like, people say, oh, rapping is easy. No, writing poetry is easy.
You hear that, Robert Frost? He's calling you out.
Rapping is not easy. You have to rhyme much with, most or something like that.
Right.
How are you gonna do that? You have to figure it out.
Right.
There's a way that you gotta put in words to make everything squeeze together.
There's a way that you gotta put in words to make everything squeeze together. I would say this guy over here is a poet, but that would be offending him because poetry is easy. What he does takes true talent.
Baby, I like you right there. And baby, let's do it every time.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I love you, like, if you listen, like, singing it, it doesn't have to rhyme every time.
No, that's true.
And I went ahead and trimmed that last part down just a little bit.
Like.
The voice of an angel. A few more clips to get through, you know, some random stuff, like this.
I was on Facebook the other day, and I saw Hillary Clinton with
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
I saw that too, yeah.
All the presidents, like, they love getting so close to them.
The terrorists,
it's
I know.
Like, hey,
it's like they know them already.
Get assassinated.
It's like they know them already.
It don't bother me. I don't care. I'm part of 187.
Now we ready to die.
So they're pretty hardcore. They're also hilariously bad at spotting shitty Photoshop. Bin Laden's head is about 3 times larger than it should have been in comparison to the rest of the body. It's also just poorly superimposed on top of a photo that already exists with a much more normal-sized head. And listen, I have absolutely no faith in anybody in power or in office. But I also have no hope for people this friggin' gullible.
If any of y'all got a problem with me, my number is 781-492-2075.
Please leave your message for 781-492-2075.
Oh well, I'll try again later. We've got one more topic left on Topic Time today. Apparently Ronnie and DC are making a movie. And they know as much about making movies as they do probably anything else.
It's basically about a detective who teams up with a drug dealer.
Oh, wow.
We haven't really decided. It's either going to be a drug dealer or a crook. We're actually in the middle of writing a script right now.
That's awesome.
So,
okay.
I say it
should be a drug dealer.
Oh, so we're to assume that they are in the middle of writing the script and that they don't know the only characteristics of one of the two main characters. That doesn't make any sense. They have to decide. But how?
We're going to have three random people kind of just vote for it, you know?
Okay.
So we don't have to really choose. So it makes it, you know what I mean, what outwins the vote, you know?
Oh, leave it up to the people to make a pivotal choice about your movie that you're in the middle of writing? Makes sense. And Ronnie's a people person, you know?
My whole thing is I love helping people so they can try to, like, I'm always looking for new singers and new rappers, even if they can't do it.
Well, how about new actors sometimes for your future projects? Because I'm an actor, too.
Wow. Now I don't care if it's a drug dealer or a psychopathic pedophile. If Harrison got a role in this, I need to see it. So I promise, I'll be keeping my eyes out for it. I haven't had much luck finding any of these guys yet. Because as you can imagine, there are about 13 less than 200 rap groups named 187, as well as hundreds of Ronnies, DCs, Dizzies, and songs named Road to Riches. And that's pretty much it for this episode. So, hey, Harrison, Ronnie, DC, and Dizzy, take us home!
For real. We're all gonna do it with the Harrison.
These two shows are on the same public access television channel, Area 58 Community Television, but that has nothing to do with the internet. Fortunately enough, they both live on the YouTube channel, therefore proving that the internet is a toilet. Make sure to check out our website, toilet.show, for the show email address, link to the YouTube channel, link to the merch, and so much more. And if you're listening to this podcast, please rate and review wherever you do such podcast things. And if you're watching us now on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel and make sure you don't miss anything. I'm always uploading, so it's worth a sub. And lastly, get in touch. Tell me about some shitty shit on the internet that you know about that I may not. But, until then.
Bye, have a great time.
So that's it, what an exciting show.
About to get this money, baby, on the road to riches.